They buy the little chicks from the brooder. And the reason they're hatching the eggs.
When did they own their own farms? When they start owning the farm?
Oh, well, my mother a lot. She bought a lot of land already. Mm-hmm. But then didn't turn into a chicken egg farm.
Until
after she died, it all turned to egg farm.
Oh, I see. So when she
bought a lot of land.
I see. She bought a lot of land. Mm-hmm. She must save a lot of money
selling
the eggs.
She's thrifty. She's very thrifty.
So all your brother and sister got married early?
No, not too early.
So your mother actually lived with only two brothers?
Well, yeah, just two brothers. Mm-hmm.
When you came from San Francisco and visit her in Bakersfield, how did you get there, Bakersfield?
I take a plane.
Plane? At that time you?
Yeah, we had a plane.
Oh, I see. How about before
1940? The plane doesn't land right in Bakersfield, mm-hmm. a little away from Bakersfield. Somebody had to go to the airport to pick me up.
How about before 1930?
We had to drive, uh-huh. or Greyhound bus, one or the other.
Uh-huh. So you came down, visit her pretty often?
Not too closely.
Did you ever help her selling me?
Yeah, we did.
Right.
She started all that after I was married.
So before you were married,
she didn't have those things yet.
She just, you know, helping washing people's clothing. And did you ever do any buttonhole sewing?
I never have.
Any of your friends did that?
I knew people do, but I don't know. You know, some people, not to be a friend, but we just know them. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Any of your friends works in the
factory? I don't know anybody who works in a factory. They work hard though. I go in the sewing factory and watch them sometimes. Boy, they couldn't even lift their hand and talk to you. They just go and run the machines just like mad with them, make some money. But they make money.
They did. Mm-hmm.
Now they do, but for a while they don't.
In the early years.
Yeah, they're paying really cheap.
And how about the working condition there?
That was very bad before, but nowadays they have to update everything.
Yeah, but I mean before, talking
very,
about before.
Very bad.
What kind of a condition?
I didn't see the enclosure of it, but don't get much fresh air or light and things like that. Mm-hmm. Very poor condition.
They have to work long hours too.
Long hours to make no money. They bring the children with them, sometimes tie the children near the machine there so they don't run away. So they work hard, this woman.
So all the children grew up in Chinatown probably mostly with mother rather than with father, right?
No, with
if mother is working.
No, the father on job, you couldn't have children with him.
But the mother, if mother is working, the mother can take
care of them. They bring their own children, uh-huh. Bail out them.
The sewing
machine. But
nobody
can carry the children. They couldn't hire a babysitter, it's too expensive. Uh-huh.
How about when you work in this Southern Pacific?
Oh, my children grown up. They're all grown up.
When they were young, you never worked?
No, I never worked, no. My husband said children come first. They raise them up first, bring them up first, and then you can do what you want after you get older.
Did you ever want to go out and work?
No.
You just think that's...
Yeah. Well, I got too much to do, and by the time I, you know, take care of them, go to school and everything like that, that's enough for me to do.
So what is the most special things that you remember in the old Chinatown, for example, in San Francisco before 1906, did you remember anything?
No, that far back, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1906, I was only 5 years old when the earthquake here. Mm-hmm. We had earthquake at that time.
Uh-huh. And the second time, when you got married in 1919 and you lived in Kearney and Clay,
yeah.
Did you remember any special things is so different from the small town.
Oh, yeah, oh, it's so different. We used to live upstairs, we look down, there's a truck coming quite about every other day. The fruit, the big truck with fruit, all kinds of fruit. They're real cheap. We just went downstairs and buy it.
You don't see that in the small town.
Oh, I don't see that anymore. And the pastry shop, the great big beautiful cream roll that long, that big around, full of cream, 15 cents a roll. All those things are gone. And in Jiahong and South Baishong, you got to buy fish, huh? They give you a little package of xinji dao xi, chong, for to go with your fish. Oh, it was good that time. You go to Chinatown, they buy about 30 cent ye, ye fu hua ngao yong. And they buy the ngao yong. They buy the fu hua, buy the dao kok, ye ki yo ki mei sung ki mong an. Now ki mei sung yao.
30 cents.
For 30 cents that time. But the wages are cheap though that time.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I remember the bread we can get 15 cents a loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Quart of milk is 15, 20 cents a quart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But those people don't make money though that time. They make very little money. That thing's so cheap. I don't want to see that they come back though.
Did you ever eat out a lot in Chinese restaurant or American restaurant?
At that time? I like it, that time. We live upstairs, the restaurant downstairs, we don't come down to eat. All we do is pick up a phone and call them. I want so-and-so. You can buy a gouyok pa or jiyok pa. They give you ketchup, they give you a piece of cake, a little teapot of coffee. They don't give you a cup and saucer. You get a teapot of coffee, 35 cents. 开上来老我的样子.
Ah.
You don't have to go down, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Is this a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. At that time I was living in Clay Street between, near Stockton.
Mm-hmm. What's this restaurant's name?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think those are there anymore.
Is it a family restaurant?
Yeah, but things are cheap that time.
Most customers were Chinese or?
Well, at that time, most of Chinese in Chinatown. Not too many Americans milled around in Chinatown like they today.
Mm-hmm. At that time, no tourists?
No tourists, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not too many. It doesn't go all over Chinatown, it's only a certain section.
Yeah. What kind of shops there in Chinatown besides restaurants?
Curio shop.
In the old days, there's no...
They're curio.
Yeah. Even though not many tourists?
Not too many tourists.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The Chinatown was filthy, narrow. All the food was laying on near to the curb and all that. Mark.
Very crowded?
Chinatown always crowded. Not like now. Now you practically walk over each other.
Were many Chinese in Chinatown dressed Chinese clothing or American clothing?
Well, at that time?
At that time, long time ago.
The Chinese clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. American clothes.
Mm-hmm. And when you lived there, you wear American?
We wear American clothes. We all did.
Mm-hmm.
We never owned Chinese clothes.
I see. Did you ever go to any other, like a social club? Besides the family association?
No, not too much of that.
Mm-hmm. But you did participate in any of the activities or like in YWCA or women's clubs or something like that? No, you didn't. But you did go to church?
Oh, off and on.
Mm-hmm. Most attendants were Chinese or in the church?
Well, it's a Chinatown church, it is.
Mm-hmm. They speak in Chinese.
Oh, the minister speaks in Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Cantonese.
Cantonese.
They sing in Cantonese too?
Yeah. The tune is an American tune, but the wording is Chinese wording, I think.
I see. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Anything up to date, it's just a little old dumpy places.
This is old Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles.
And they do own business as a little small places, not supermarket like they have today.
Mm-hmm.
only all small places.
Most Chinese are there, or there are some other ethnic groups?
I don't know. I think most of the Chinese there. Only small shop, maybe just family affair.
Mm-hmm. Like they have two stories homes?
That I don't notice it. Yeah. I don't think they even live out there. It's more for business rather than a home. I think some do have a few homes up there, upstairs places.
When you visit there, what did it look like? It's like wooden?
All the wooden frame houses.
And you went there, Maisong?
Maisong is just, to me, just a little wooden frame house. Mm-hmm. Nothing fancy about it.
Uh-huh.
It's
and
just
like
a dumpy old place.
Uh-huh. And they have laundry?
Laundry don't mix in with the grocery places. Mm-hmm. Laundry is away from everything, all by itself.
How about the restaurant?
They have restaurant here and there.
Mm-hmm. Which street did you usually go to buy vegetable or some or something?
At that time, I think it was Los Angeles Street at that time.
Los Angeles Street. Mm-hmm. Is there any Chinese residential area?
Here and there, small restaurant. Mm-hmm. They don't have big restaurants like they have today. All small places.
Very small. Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat there?
Yeah, many times.
Yeah, like what? Dark.
La La Fefe. Well, but we eat. Mm-hmm. You're hungry, eat anything.
They cheap?
Not too high at the time.
Mm-hmm. How much they charge approximately?
It was $2-3, enough for three people.
I see. You always went there with your daughter, sister, or you went
with her every time. Mm-hmm. See, I was working for her at that time. When we closed the door, I go back with her to eat, and then I go home. She take me home, drop me off, and then she go her home. Mm-hmm.
So at that time, besides the restaurant, food place, like the market, and laundry, Yipo.
That's all they do.
What did you buy at Yipo? You buy the fresh fish?
Yeah, the good fish, yeah. They're fresh.
Mm-hmm. And they cheap?
Well, that time it is. Now, boy, sky high. Mm-hmm.
So, like their fish, they sell the whole fish or they cut up like...
Most of them. Oh, yeah, they cut them in steak.
Before?
They cut up. Nobody buy a whole big fish. Mm-hmm. They cut it in a steak. And they don't fillet it too much in Chinatown. Now you can get fillet.
Mm-hmm. In the old days you did?
No, they don't fillet it. They cut in a little steak. The big fish, that is. And yeah, a lot of them buy them whole, the small toxin, all that, you know, rock cut, buy a whole fish.
So, besides these stores, is there any gift shop in this old Chinatown?
Yeah, the Penny gift shop.
In old Chinatown?
Mm-hmm. Penny gift shop. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Oh, not too many. I was thinking about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. No, not too many.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the old Chinatown here, Los Angeles.
No. They don't have gift shop mixed among with the grocery or the fish market. They tour shop the area themselves.
I see. Around which street?
I don't know. Remember. See, I'm not too familiar with the Chinatown here because I just live here and
go there
shop
my and
that's
uh-huh.
all. Come home. We don't browse around.
I see. You want to talk about your experience of during the earthquake?
Mm-hmm. There were two people been fighting at us. Next morning, we're supposed to go to the city, the suit, they call that, a beautiful place. Go. A neighbor, she's half Chinese and half American, she was going to take me to that place. And so my father and my mother said, you had to clean up the chimney before you leave. So our hands are smallest. So we could put our hand and clean up all the chimney. There's a car, they're big out of glass, you know, we had to be careful. While I was cleaning the chimney, there was a couple of bricks fell on us. And I don't understand about the earthquake. A couple of bricks fell on us. I said, those two boys, that was their name. I called my father. When my father came out, see things are dropping, and he... It was brick that fell on us. I say rock. I didn't I couldn't say between rock or break. It was the brick, the side of our building was coming down little by little. And the marshal came along to evacuate us. And my sister, I needed housing, because we didn't housing, phone top five. She bought some. She put a certain place inside the room. She told me to go back in there to get it. I got in between that marshal. I got in the house. He told me, don't get in. When I want to get out again, the marshal got bayonet in the gun, poked me with a bayonet, but didn't hurt me, but tear up my dress, threw me back in again. My father and my mother scream and scream, so he let me out. Because the first thing I don't want you in, since you got in, you just stay in. Just toss me right in.
Mm-hmm. So that's during the earthquake?
Yeah, during the earthquake. Mm-hmm. And then we walk from there on, I think we walk clear to, I don't know where you're at, Golden Gate Park or Presidio. And we live in the pup tent. And they brought us with the army wagon brought us, that was in horses then. They brought us food. And we don't have anything to open our canned food. The can was that big, I didn't even take the axe. We each camp got an axe, we had to chop wood to burn. That's the only thing we can cook with. We take the axe to open the can this way and this way, and bend up open the can. That's the only way. And there were, we have to use our small hand to scoop the food out and eat.
Oh, I see. So, how long were you in this?
We was in a camp for about a week. Finally, they took us somewhere else.
And did you go back to see where you, the place you lived was still there?
No, we couldn't go back there.
Mm. No longer exist. Mm.
Got to leave that place.
Did you remember where it is?
What?
Where was it?
The camp?
No, not the camp.
The house that we live in?
Uh-huh.
In near Commodore School at that time.
Oh, that's what you remember.
That's when the earthquake broke out.
So, after that, you move out?
We were in the camp for about a week. And then from there, we moved to Visalia. From Visalia, that's where my father died, Visalia. And then he left with a little money. And my mother moved us to Tanuma. He built a brand new house and rented it out to the gamblers.
Oh.
She bought three old houses and built one new one. So we had four places, one for us to live in and the other all rented out. And my brother, he was about 5 years old. Those old Chinese always tell my brother to strike a match. For his pipe, you know, that's his long pipe. So called Yindao, yeah. So my brother, Dim Fo Chai, and one day, Fan Fo Chai shoes are all the year we had. Burned the whole things up.
You mean the...
The new house and the old houses. Not only our house, somebody else's house too, all burned too. Where they had no water fighting facility in a small town. It's a burn one house, another one burn, and then burn another one. Whole row of houses burned.
So at that time, your mother rented this house to the gambler. Did they actually gamble there, or they?
I think they just housed them because they're gamblers, all right. They just as a living quarter.
I see. They go out
somewhere else to gamble further out. Mm-hmm.
I see. So after the house were burned down, what did you do? You have to move in?
We had my mother, I don't know how much she managed to get the money, built another one for us to live in.
She's very brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she just, nothing can let her down, that's all.
So, your father left some money for her. But before, you know, I mean, just right after the earthquake, where did he get all the money to move
I know,
the whole
I,
family?
I know. He worked hard, whatever he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's at the mine and everything like that.
Did he actually work in the mine?
He's just a foreman.
Right.
He's just a foreman there. So.
Did he have to be an interpreter?
I don't know what they do at that time.
He never talked about it.
No, I never talked about it.
And your father ever talk about the family in China?
Because we die, he died when we wasn't old enough to know too much.
Did your mother talk about things in China? Just work hard.